What I propose to do is to introduce Amit, who is an ICT doctoral student at the University of Trento, and he's going to be talking about entity-centric library search based on FRBR.
I hope you had a very nice conference so far. So my name is Amit. With me here we have Vincenzo, who is also my co-supervisor. Fausto Junchilia is my supervisor in the PhD. And then the fourth author is Stella, who is a research assistant in our group at the University of Trento. On the screen, you see two queries. The first one says, give documents about Mississippi. The second query says, give documents about the longest river in US. Now, the difference between two of the queries is the first query asks about document about a river. However, the second query speaks about the properties of the river. Both of the queries are asking for an entity river, but there's a difference. The first one is asking for the river, while the second one is asking about the properties of the river. In a paper that was presented by Enzo in 2012 at ISCO UK, which talked about moving from knowledge organization approaches to knowledge representation approaches. The work that we present here today, you can say that it is the first step towards that ideology or towards moving from knowledge organization to knowledge representation. Now, our work is a succession of what we presented in 2012. We basically emphasize that we want to come up with an entity model and the terminology that would support the kind of expressive queries, the kind of queries that can handle not only the queries about the entities, but about the properties of the entities as well. So what you see here is basically some nodes. So the red node talks about a work, a publication or a book, which title is The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, whose author is Mark Twain, and the subject of which is Mississippi, which in turn links to another node location, which class is river, whose name is Mississippi, and there's a length of that river, and then it is a part of US, again, which in turn links to another entity. Similarly, below you can see two other nodes. There is another work, Blue Dog, Green River, which has the author, which is again linked to another node, which is again linked to a location. Now here, everything that you see in blue forms the part of the terminology or the vocabulary, and this in whole itself is the schema or the entity model and forms the knowledge graph, which we propose to come up with, or the EFRBR that we say that is based on the functional requirement of bibliographic records, in order to solve more expressive queries. So I hope we all know much about in FRBR, but in a nutshell, I would just say that FRBR has three groups, group one entities, group two entities, and the group three entities. In group one entity, we have work expression, which basically correspond to the abstract aspect of a work or the abstract aspect of an intellectual or artistic creation. And then we have manifestation item, which are the physical aspect of the work. Group two entities are basically related to group one entities in terms of creation, publication, production, or custodianship. Group three entities basically tell us the subject of the work. What can be the subject of the work? Also, the group two and group one entities can be the subject of the work. Now, as a starting point, both in the work of Tillett and Coyle, they agree that FRBR is a conceptual framework, and that's how it helps us to come up with EFRBR, or in order to exploit the bibliographic universe. The way FRBR is laid out, it helps us to identify the core entities of the bibliographic universe, and as well as it helps us to characterize the bibliographic products in terms of their abstract or physical aspects. However, what we do not get from FRBR is a little bit of query specification, that what kind of queries such a model, such a conceptual model can solve. Other than that, in FRBR, there is no much weightage given to the group 2 or group 3 entities, which are basically person or organization, event entity types or location entity types. And then, obviously, there is an absence of a logical and a physical model, which we need to employ a model like EFRBR that would help us to solve more complex queries. A logical model is basically a model like EFRBR, which has all the entity types specified explicitly related to one another in terms of their attributes. And then the physical model is based on a use case. In our case, the use case is a digital university project of the University of Trento. So we need a logical and a physical model which can come out of FRBR. Now, if you look at the entity model, that is the EFRBR, we are in this graph, I want to show that we are moving from the conceptual framework as laid out in FRBR to a logical framework. So if you remember the FRBR diagram, the blue squares correspond to the group 1 entities, the green squares correspond to the group 2 entities, and then event, location, entity, and concept correspond to the group 3 location. With this top-level core entity types, we can further move towards what we do in the University of Trento, that is, we want to deal with the literary kind of works. We expand or we specify publication to be more specific to product and literary work to be more specific to work. Now, if you see here, product is a manifestation of work, and that's why publication is a manifestation of literary work. And we would come to this point that the division between the product and work as opposed to the four entities that we see in FRBR a bit later. Now, the main relations here is the is a relation. Is a relation basically is a hierarchical relation which says all of the attributes of the literary work come from work, as well as at this level, at the literary work level, we can have still more attributes which are specific to literary work, which may not be specific to work, say, for example, language. We can have an attribute as language at the literary work, but at the work, we do not have a language. The next relation is the part of relation, which is exactly the whole part relation as we all librarians know, or as the FRBR has laid out. It's just the same relation. And also, we have the instance of relation. That means Mississippi is an instance of location whose class is a river, if you're talking about river, whose class can be city, if you're talking about the Mississippi city, and so on and so forth. And then we have the manifestation relation. That means that the literary work, which is in the abstract, where we talk about the abstract aspect of the of any kind of work, has a physical aspect. That is, a publication is something that you can hold onto, something that is tangible, that you can have to get the knowledge that is contained in a work. Now, I'm sure you must be aware of this graph, which is a graph by Tillett, which is actually a continuum of works. Here, Tillett argues that there is not only the works that we are interested in, but also the connections between the different kind of works, where they travel from being equivalent work to becoming a new work, and then a work being a descriptive of another work. So if we consider this continuum of work, this also corresponds to what we have in our entity model. That is, all the derivative works directly correspond to the relation that is between work and work. That is, a work can be a derivative work of another work, and this is a relation in our entity model. And this relation can have other specific relations. Say, for example, a translation is a more specific relation to work, and we can codify all the specific relations that there are in our entity model. Then if we see the equivalent work, which is the relation between a product to a product, that is a book can be a reprint of another book. So the equivalent work is at the product side, and we also cater to this relation, the relation of a work being equivalent to another work, as given by Tillett. And then all the descriptive kind of works are basically the subject of a work. Say, for example, a review. If you write a review about a book, so that particular review will have two subjects. One, the original work, and the other, the concept review itself. So what I'm trying to say here is we also cater to, or we also include this kind of relation in our entity model. So we completely cover everything that is in the continuum of work by Tillett. Now coming to the terminology, when we have an entity model in hand, we need a terminology to exploit that model and to come up with a knowledge graph that can help us serve more expressive queries. So in our the terminology that we prepare or that we construct is completely based on the ISO standard with specific categories. Here there are three categories: the entity, relation, and attribute. So all the concepts that are the entities in the entity EEFRBR correspond to the entity category, and then all the concepts that form the relation between the entities fall into the relation category, and then obviously we have the attributes. So if you see the work and if you remember the EFRBR, so all the concepts that are more specific to work are captured in the entity category. Similarly, all the concepts that are more specific to product are captured, and then derivative work, reproduction. Coming to the attribute, we have two kind of relations. That is, one is a relation, and then the other is value of relation. Say, for example, a particular publication which has frequency, we can specify all the values that there are for the frequency. Now, once again, we come back to the FRBR Group 1 entities. We have work, expression, manifestation, and item. That is what FRBR says. And also what COEL agrees is these four entities are not different entities, but they are the same representation or the same, the abstract, that is the work and the expression, and then the physical manifestation and item, the same way or the different ways to look at the same entity. So the work and expression codify the abstract aspect, the manifestation codifies the physical aspect, and what is item in FRBR is basically the instance of the manifestation. So FRBR says that each holdings of the library is an item, which is basically an instance of the manifestation. But if we see in our model, we have the work, which is manifested by the product. And all of the relations between the expression and work is basically a chain of relations between the work. That is, we can have a review of a translation of a work. So all of that is codified in the work box. And then we have the product, which is the manifestation of the work. And then we can, in our knowledge graph, we can have all the instances to the product or to the work itself. It depends on how we extrapolate our logical model into the physical model. Take, for example, the Holy Bible, which is a work. And then this is the expression, that is a translation in English. This is the King James Bible, which is edited by someone. And then this is the Bible that is a holding of a library. Now, according to FRBR, that is work, this is expression, this is manifestation, and this is item. But in our model, those are the work, and which can be connected. There can be any number of long chains which can be connected by the derivative work relation. And here we have the products. Now, coming to the queries that we are interested in, that is, we are saying that we want to answer more expressive queries. And this is a general query, one of those, a general query that we would like to answer. Say, for example, find documents where the property X of the document actually denotes an entity type Y The why itself has its properties, which has a value. So the document actually corresponds to the product or the work in our EFRBR model. The properties of those documents are, say, for example, it can have, the document can have a creator, it can have a subject, publisher, etc., etc. But then that relation is between two entities. So we may be trying to query about an entity which is related to the document. Say, for example, we are interested in type work, which has a subject, and the subject is the river, which in turn has its own property length, and which is part of US. So if you just follow the arrows, what we are trying to say here is, with the entity model and the vocabulary in hand, we can actually cater to such kind of expressive, more complex queries. This is how a knowledge graph looks with the EFRBR entity model and the terminology. We exploit the data sources into a knowledge graph. We need the knowledge graph so that we can query it. So basically, we are querying the knowledge graph in order to get the answers. Say, for example, if I want to find a document whose author is Mark Twain, or say, for example, a document whose author's date of birth is this, then I'm going to find the A node. Or, for example, say I'm interested in all the derivative works of A. So if you follow the knowledge graph, B is a summarization of A and C is a translation of A. So by following the knowledge graph, we are going to get B and C nodes. So this knowledge graph can be as big as it depends on the data source or the bibliographic records that we have in the library that can be queried through this knowledge graph. So the query above, if you see the query above, so we will get B and C nodes. Coming to the development of the knowledge graph from the data sources that we did in University of Trento as an initial project, we had ADA data sources which gave us information about persons and organizations. We had timesheet database which gave us information about projects. Projects are basically events. And then we had TEA, IRIS, which is a DSpace repository. Then we had ePrints Research, which is an ePrints repository that gave us information about products, books, thesis, patents, etc. And then what we call SA3 again gave us information about courses, which are events. These are the data sources we had in our hand to come up with the knowledge graph that was implemented in University of Trento use case. Now, coming to the customizing of the entity types, as we said that we are using a conceptual framework like FRBR to develop a logical model like EFRBR. But then when it comes to a particular use case, and it depends on what kind of services or kind of facilities we need out of that particular use case, we can customize our EFRBR or the entity model with what we have or what is with the data sources that we have. So say, for example, here in our resources, we had patent. So we had to include that patent in our entity model, which again became more specific to product. And since we included patent and project, so in the vocabulary, we had to include a new relation or a patent which is more specific to product, and therefore a patentee which was more specific to creator. So we can customize our entity model as well as the terminology or the vocabulary depending on the use case, what we did in University of Trento. Then this is just a screenshot of the system that is in place now. So on top, if you see the generalized query, here we have all the products that we got from the data sources or that users might be interested in, and then their properties there, the properties being related to some other entities. A book, a document can be related to a person, an organization, to an event, etc., which have their own properties. And then here we can give values. And, for example, this is the three results that we got. So here the query was about a person born in Stagira, that's what we say, Stagira, and the person was actually Aristotle. So we were querying documents written by Aristotle, who was born in a place. This system that we have does not only answer queries, but it can also give us analytics based on the entity model. Say, for example, we can graphically show the works by department or by years, which basically accesses the author's affiliation. And then we can also graphically show the works which are about European organizations. So we can use the entity model to group or count products or publication by subject, where subject is an organization and the organization is in a place, in a location. This is where we say that we need to support more expressive queries, which as a librarian or from the profession, we do agree that people come up with queries which are not only about documents, but about the properties of the entities related to the document. So here what we can do or what we envision is basically we want to come up with a system where we can take the FRBR resources or bibliographic resources that can be converted into the knowledge graph and exploited to be queried. And this is where we want to make a difference. As I said earlier, that this work of ours is basically a step forward to what in 2012 Enzo presented. And I've heard his clip where he says that, where he asked the audience to join us in crossing the boundaries of what KOI has been doing to move forward to what is possible in knowledge representation techniques or knowledge representation arena. So I think this is the first step already that we have taken, and we are looking for collaborations. Any kind of suggestion or questions are welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions or comments they'd like to raise? Wait for the microphone, please. Thank you.
Talk about Sorgel University at Buffalo. I just have a comment. You are actually not using Furbuch as defined, which is a good thing, because the Furbuch designers suffer from muddled thinking. Nobody has yet been able to explain to me properly the distinction between work and expression. And you do not use the distinction, because you're saying translation. I mean, a translation is considered another work related by the relationship work. So, that's, I think you're representing it properly, while Furbo does not.
Thank you.
Do you need to make any additional comment to that?
No, actually, he has already said it properly. and I'm happy about it, because FRBR says that we have an entity expression. Actually, it is a transition between work and manifestation, and does not have quite right boundaries when you move from literary work to musical works to cartographic works. So the behavior of the attributes is different. And what we do is we just take the relationships. It can be multiple number of relationships between the work, which are basically the expressions, right? So the Bible is in itself a work, but the King James Bible is the Bible which is written in English. So Bible does not need a language. Expressions need. So what we say is they are works related. Between them are the relations. Thank you.
Yeah, Maja Žumer, University of Ljubljana, Slovenia. I have several questions and we'll discuss afterwards. But how do you model aggregates? The situation where several works in your terminology are embodied in a product. And that happens very often, actually. It's quite, when we look even at books, which is the simplest example, they would, some estimates that even half of the publications are actually aggregates. So they embody different works. How do you, because here you have this very direct relationship between the work and the product. How do you model that? for example, a journal, or let's say 3 essays published in a book.
Okay, so in that case, or it can be chapters of a book, right?
No, because chapters wouldn't be considered atomic works. But let's say 3 essays written by different people, published in a single. Mm-hmm.
So that basically depends on the metadata. If we have it differently, we can exploit it, right? So what we are trying to do here is we're trying to build knowledge graph of 3 different components which are in one body, right? So we can do it by increasing the entity types here. This is the top level entity types. And then what we can do is we can specify more specific entity types based on the kind of queries we want to solve. So in your case, in your question, we want to cater to a problem where there are components in one body or in one publication. So we can actually build the model in that way.
Actually, we have a product which is a manifestation of several works.
If you go and show the expansion of the subtypes, you do have collection and you can model parts of collections. And each part can be a product that in turn has its own manifestation. It's the manifestation of a work. So you can model the tree as component parts of the collection. And then you can have any type of collection.
I'd like to say thank you again to Amit for his presentation.